Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The BMW Group is a company with a future. We are the world's most successful premium automaker. We continue to set new standards in our industry. We're building the foundation for future sustainable mobility. Thus, we secure the long-term success of the BMW Group. We're able to do this because with our strategy number one, we have a roadmap for our business activities, because we have a strong financial basis in the group, and because our associates are innovative, efficient and highly motivated. And creating mobility solutions is our passion, and we have a clear vision for the future. We aim to be the leading provider of premium products and premium services for individual mobility. This means we focus exclusively on premium. That is number one. This applies to our products as well as our internal processes and our business activities in general. Second, in the future, we will offer our customers a wide range of customized services for individual mobility. And thirdly, by doing so, we will strengthen our lead in the automotive industry. Our performance in the business year 2010 shows we are clearly on the right track. 4.83 billion euros, this is the best pre-tax result in our company's history. 3.23 billion euros is the highest profit we have ever generated. 1.47 million vehicles, this is the second highest sales volume ever. Financial services contributed 1.2 billion euros to the group's overall earnings. Our share price has been a positive development as well. There are two things which we've always stressed. BMW is a sound long-term investment, and we want our shareholders to share and to participate more in our corporate success. Now, this is true for 2010. The BMW share from the end of 2010 until the year-end closing price, it rose by 85%. Thus, the BMW ordinary share was the most successful in the DAX index last year. In September, it was included into the Euro Stoxx 50. At the annual general meeting, the Board of Management and the Supervisory Board will propose to raise the dividend to an all-time high of 1.30 per ordinary share and 1.32 euros per preferred share. It is an inherent part of our corporate culture that we include all stakeholders, and that includes our associates as well. Since 1989, we have offered our associates the opportunity to participate in our employee share program. As a result, many associates benefit from the dividend as well. Moreover, all permanent staff in Germany will receive a profit-sharing bonus for 2010. It will amount to almost 1.6 monthly salaries, thus exceeding the previous record set in 2007. So what are the goals for 2011? We intend to do the following. We want to top our 2010 record earnings, sell more cars than ever before, significantly more than 1.5 million units. We reach new record sales with all three brands, with BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce. I would like to focus on two aspects. First, what did we accomplish in 2010? And second, how do we intend to lead the BMW Group into the future? On the first item, what did we achieve in 2010? Well, you know our sales figures. At BMW, we sold more than 1.22 million vehicles. The figure was topped only once before in 2007. Mini posted a new record of over 234,000 units. Rolls-Royce reached an all-time record with 2,711 cars. In the motorcycle segment, sales of our two brands, BMW and Husqvarna, increased by 9.7% year on, and now reaches more than 110,000 units. We increased our market share despite of the international trend. In key European markets such as Germany, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium and Austria, BMW Motorrad is segment leader. Since December 2010, BMW Motorrad has also been active in the Indian market. What is very important, all new models truly capture the spirit of the times and the wishes of the customers. One example, the BMW 5 Series. In Germany, the new 5 Series sedan was named the favorite car of the year in the ADAC magazine. The 5 Series product just won a gold medal at the iF Product Design Award, the highest design distinction presented at the International Forum Design in Hanover. And the new 5 Series is also a huge success internationally. It is the market leader in its segment. In a nutshell, our product offering is young, emotional, and it is in high demand. Just last week, the BMW Group was once again ranked as the world's most admired company in the motor vehicle segment by Fortune magazine. And we were among the top 20 global corporations that covers all industries. Handling the level of demand has been a tour de force for our international production network. All in all, we mastered 14 product launches at the highest quality level in 2010. In the beginning of the year 2010, and you really have to remember this occasionally, we were still facing an underutilization of our production capacities, an effect of the financial crisis. However, by the fourth quarter, we managed quite a leap, posting an all-time record in production. Never before have we manufactured so many cars in only 3 months. At the end of the year, about 100,000 units more were on the books than originally planned. This represents half of the capacity of our Munich plant. And of course, an important aspect can be derived from this. Dealing with volatility has become a constant in our business. Market and political conditions are rapidly changing. In addition, the world will live in areas of sudden political events and uncertainty or natural disasters like the one we're right now observing in Japan. The car markets also develop differently, and we get ready for that first by ensuring maximum flexibility among our associates and our production. For example, temporary labor is an important tool to meet growing demand. Through this, we manage to safeguard both our competitiveness and employment of our permanent staff, and second, by striving to maintain a balanced performance in the various markets of the world. Our global market success, ladies and gentlemen, is consisting of many pieces like a puzzle. In 2010, our biggest sales markets were Germany, the United States, China, and the United Kingdom. But we also managed to grow dynamically in many smaller markets such as Brazil, Russia, India, South Korea, and Turkey, the so-called BRICS countries. That is a term that we've coined. Normally, it's a BRIC with a C at the end. Well, we turned this into BRICS with Korea and Turkey. We have made considerable successes also there. More than half of the vehicles, however, we must not forget, are sold in Europe. Obviously, it is a major advantage that Europe, and I'd like to emphasize this, has one common currency. In the first 2 months of 2011, we also recorded further growth in almost all markets. We saw double-digit growth rates in Europe, Asia, and America. All in all, we delivered nearly 217,000 cars to customers. This was the best start to any year we've ever had, and we'd like to guarantee the success also in the future. This is why we invest on a worldwide basis. In the U.S., despite the financial crisis, we invested in our Spartanburg plant, increasing capacity to 240,000 units. In other words, about 1,000 units a day. This includes the BMW X3, X5, and X6. We make full use of all of flexible production possibilities, which will allow us to build more than 260,000 units in 2011. Second example, India. Since 2007, BMW has been a market leader in the premium segment in India. This month, we have raised our local production capacities to 10,000 units. We've invested around €17 million in our plant in India since 2007. Currently, our plant in Chennai assembles BMW 3 Series and 5 Series sedans, as well as X1 models. In addition, we will also assemble the BMW X3 in India from the second quarter on. In addition to that, the retail network will now be stepped up to 22 dealerships. So we're present in all regions of India. In China, in Shenyang, our new Tixi plant is scheduled to start production in 2012. We'll produce the X1 there. This move allows us to increase our production capacities in India in the midterm to over 150,000 units per annum. Fourth example, Germany. In 2011 and 2012, we plan to invest more than 2 billion for future models. Just a few examples: Leipzig, more than 400 million euros, Munich, approximately 250 million euros, Regensburg, over 350 million euros, and Dingolfing, 500 million euros. As a next strategic step, we are considering the setup of future sites, for example, in South America. However, no final decisions have been made as yet. Our creed says production follows the market. So it is a matter, of course, that we observe the BRICS countries very closely. This brings me to my second point. How do we intend to lead BMW Group into the future? We at the BMW Group think ahead and focus in the long term in every aspect. We're looking forward to 2010 and its results. However, we see it as our responsibility to ensure the future success of the BMW Group. Our industry is facing huge charges, increasing volatility in the markets as far as raw material prices and currencies are concerned, increasingly strict ecological standards, the trend for digitization networking, the varying diversity requirements, the demographic development, and that, of course, also changes our demand. And, of course, we have an aging workforce. We have social responsibility, particularly society's expenditure of corporate behavior are part of this list. Since the fall of 2007, strategy number one has been our compass. Initially, we concentrated on profitability targets, the evaluation of processes, and the reduction of costs. At the same time, we took strategic decisions for the development of our company. Now we shape the future. This includes new structures, and our technology leadership is further developed. I would like to show this based on four examples. First, sustainable mobility. Second, innovative mobility services. Third, the new BMW Efficient Dynamics engine range. And fourth, these strategic alliances. First, we have a clear roadmap towards sustainable mobility. This year, the BMW Active E-Test cars will be handed over to our customers. Meanwhile, the Mini EE is currently being tested in Beijing and Shenzhen. This means that we are the first premium manufacturer to pull electric cars on the Chinese roads. A highlight at the Shanghai Motor Show in April will be the presentation of our new energy vehicle. This model will be our e-car from China for China, a long version of the BMW 5 Series as a plug-in hybrid. This car will benefit from the strength and the excellent reputation of the BMW brand. Today, BMW stands for sport-inspired and efficient driving. It is for these and other reasons that we have decided to launch our e-vehicles under the BMW sub-brand BMW i. By doing so, we are enhancing our brand value through sustainability. From 2013 onwards, BMW i will offer highly sustainable and efficient e-cars. The BMW e3 will be our first all-electric vehicle for the world's urban centers. With the plug-in hybrid, the BMW i8 will combine the performance of a sports car with the fuel consumption of a small car. As a first, both cars will have a passenger compartment made of carbon fiber reinforced plastic. This is also a novelty. Through Mini and Rolls-Royce, we have shown our ability to develop and strengthen brands so that they're able to thrive for years to come, because at Mini and Rolls-Royce, we've really been able to prove that. The BMW Group is making sheer driving pleasure even more diverse and future-proof. Second, mobility services. Connected Drive is our second key area of innovation besides efficient dynamics. BMW has long been a pioneer in this field. All BMW models are already available with connected drive, and we're going to expand our offering considerably. This means communication between the car, the passengers, and the surroundings, and in a later step, car-to-car communication will be available. Another interesting endeavor in this field is our new venture capital company, BMW I Ventures. As we announced at the BMW I launch event, we have already acquired a stake in My City Way. This is an app that offers information on more than 40 cities. Another 40 cities will become available soon. Third, our new BMW Efficient Dynamics engine range. This technology is based on our BMW Twin Power Turbo package, combining maximum dynamics and a minimum of fuel consumption. Our current six-cylinder petrol engine won the Engine of the Year Award 2010 in Geneva. We presented our most recent four-cylinder petrol engine. Its peak torque is 13% higher, while it runs on 16% less fuel than its predecessor. We're gradually utilizing the BMW Twin Power Turbo technology in all petrol and diesel engines within our BMW Efficient Dynamics motor range. This innovative engine technology package is based on a modular strategy. This holds true for our four- and six-cylinder engines, as well as for our anticipated three-cylinder drive. This modular system will generate significant economies of scale and also facilitate the standardization of interface and processes. The combustion engine will continue to be a crucial part of our individual mobility for a long time. Our BMW Efficient Dynamics engine range makes us a very prominent participant. Fourth, strategic alliances. Strategic alliances with sustainable partners are an inherent part of our strategy. We have a purchasing cooperation with Daimler AG. We have set up a joint venture with the SGL Group for the production of carbon fibers. And I'd like to add that we will be using this material in the BMW i3 and i8 as the first manufacturer. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, other companies are following suit and emulating our example. We have also collaborated successfully with PSA Peugeot Citroën since 2006 with the production of four-cylinder engines. In cooperation, we'll expand our cooperation to include hybrid components and at a later stage also e-drives. To achieve this, we plan to set up a joint venture, BMW Peugeot Citroën Electrification. We are waiting for approval by the competition authorities. We aim to open the new joint venture to third parties. This marks an important contribution to structuring and strengthening the European car industry further in the field of hybridization. Ladies and gentlemen, for our company, there will be no either or. Instead, our future approach will include a both this and that, combustion engine and e-mobility, steel and carbon, premium cars in the luxury segment and the small car segment, mature markets and growth regions, productivity and focus on our associates. To successfully balance all of these elements, we must position ourselves with the right talent, including top-notch leadership as well. This applies to our current team, which needs to be trained in new technologies as well as a future generations. In general, let me say our trainee programs are geared to high-performing young individuals. At the same time, we help teenagers acquire basic professional skills who had performed poorly at schools or who have a problematic social background and social behavior. About three out of four of will then be given a regular training contract afterwards. All in all, 3,800 young people are currently undergoing apprenticeships in 27 jobs or vocations at 27 locations. These programs are an important step towards satisfying our demand for skilled workers in all locations on the long term. The BMW Group is a global company with a global workforce. Diversity for us has three dimensions. First, even though our workforce is aging, we will manage to improve our production efficiency efficiency further. We have found that age mix teams are particularly productive and innovative. Secondly, we aim to understand our customers in the markets even better. This offer can only succeed if we have international expertise and know-hows. This means that we have to have more managers with an international background. Thirdly, we will promote more women to management positions. We understand that women can contribute different and complementary leadership approaches. Ladies and gentlemen, 2009 was the year of the economic crisis. 2010 was the year of a new beginning. 2011 will be our year of opportunities. We will capitalize on all of these opportunities available, moving closer to our targets for 2012. You know that in fiscal 2012, in the car segment, we want to have an EBIT margin in the range of 8% to 10%. We think that there is a good chance to achieve this in the automobile segment. Of course, this means that there will be a stable condition around the globe. Our customers can look forward to attractive models being launched in 2011. The new BMW 6 Series with convertible and coupe, the new BMW 1 Series M Coupe, the new BMW M5 and the new Mini Coupe, and certainly also the second generation of the BMW 1 Series. A company that is successful in the long term consists not only of a key financial figures. It requires desirable products, strong brands, and a corporate culture that promotes a sense of identity, a deep sense of responsibility, and a clear vision for the future. Because all of this holds true for our company, we're convinced that the BMW Group is a well-positioned company for a very promising future. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Reithofer.
I would also like to welcome the chairman of our group's works council of BMW AG, Manfred Schoch. Mr. Schoch, thank you very much for coming here. This is a very nice tradition to have you here. Over to Dr. Eichinger, who will be the next speaker.